This afternoon, we're talking with Lindsay Richardson, the events director for the Downtown Billings Alliance. Coming up this weekend, well, it's St. Patrick's Day, and we've got a fair and a Celtic fair. Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Hi, good afternoon.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and of course, what the big event is.
Yeah, well, I am the events director for the Downtown Billings Alliance, as you mentioned, and we're a nonprofit organization that is membership-based. We help with the liveliness of downtown, keeping it vibrant, keeping it active, and prepping events and things that bring the community down to our downtown area. The Celtic Fair and the St. Patrick's Day Parade are a very big event we do annually each year. The Celtic Fair starts from 10 a.m. and goes till 4 p.m. We are hosting with Hooligan Sports Bar this year, and that's all happening on Broadway between 1st and 3rd. The parade itself is 11 a.m.
All right, Lindsay, and can you let the listeners know where the parade will start and where it will end?
Yeah, we have our downtown parade route begins on 3rd and 27th, and then it ends at 2nd and 27th. So it's a big, giant loop. Again, that starts at 11 a.m. This year, we're starting off with the Pipes and Drummers and our Grand Marshals, which are the gals from Pug Mahone's. That's a big tribute because Pug Mahone's was a downtown staple for 30 plus years and recently closed. And this is our first St. Patrick's Day without them open. So we're all kind of missing them and wanted to make sure that the ladies of Pug Mahone's knew that we appreciated them.
This has been going on for over 30 years, and it's just, yeah, it's amazing to think about. You've got over 100 floats that'll be in the parade, all sorts of food options and things. So tell us a little bit about that, the food and entertainment options.
Yeah, we got a lot of food trucks, lots of specialty foods, arts and crafts. We've got even some live alpacas, which I know those aren't Irish at all, but they're cute.
Kids will like them.
The kids will, yes. We even have, for the 21 and older group, we have green beer served and poured by Hooligan's, as well as their Hooligan's Irish Red beer all outside, which thankfully the weather is on the up and up for everybody. The Sports Ball Group, which is a 21 and older recreational sports group, is hosting a game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got live music all day at the Celtic Fair on both ends of Broadway. Starting at 10 a.m., we have Irish dancing going into youth dance performances. There's the Pug Mahone's musicians. They're performing on our entertainment stage for the Celtic Fair from 1:30 to 3:30. But on the Hooligan side of the street party, we also have the Pipes and Drummers kicking off the local tribute rock band called Kicking Karma. And so they're going to play some great rock and roll favorites all day long.
So many things to go and do on the weekend right here in beautiful Billings.
We're really pleased that the weather has made a turn for the better, and the sun will be out, the temperatures will be up.
Now, is there anywhere online that our listeners can go and find out all the details we've talked about?
They can go on our Facebook. We have an event page called the St. Patrick Day Parade and Celtic Fair.
They can go on there and give you a like, because the Downtown Billings Alliance wants some likes, of course.
Yes.
They can say they're interested in the event for the St. Patrick's Day Parade and Celtic Fair.
Yep, that would be awesome. We just want to see everybody's happy faces. Don't forget to wear green.
Don't get pinched on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Thank you much for talking with me. That's Lindsay Richardson, the events director of the Downtown Billings Alliance, about the big St. Patrick's Day Parade and Celtic Fair coming up this Sunday.